Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the third installment of Choose Tuesdays. Thank you all. I don't know why you're still around. I'm sorry. I just want to say a huge thanks for everybody that's hanging on in there for your Tuesdays. This is our third episode, like I said. I'm getting used to it. I hope you guys are enjoying it. And if you do, let me know. I really want your feedback. I want to know. I'm only going to do this for a month and see if everybody likes it. So if you do like it, let me know. If you don't like it, eat my ass. If you please. No. But if you don't say anything. That's the difference. I'm just gonna leave it up to you to let me know if you want me to continue on doing these. I know that a lot of people, you know, on your trek to work and on your trek to wherever you're going, it's really cool to have, I don't know, one of the bros just chatting. With these Choose Tuesdays, I just wanna just chat, bro. You know, it's been a trip lately. The bakery runs have been taken off. The podcast is back in full force, like it has always been. And we've got content coming out pretty much every day. The podcast game's been interesting. I'm not saying that I'm a trendsetter or anything, but I always kind of put, you know, like there was no one out there, and then I started podcasting during the lockdown period, and you know, like it was interesting to see how people reacted to the first lockdown of New Zealand, and for me, I looked at it and I thought, you know what, I've got some time. I don't want to say I'm lonely, but I just wanted to talk to people. I'm a talker. I like talking to people, and you know, so I thought to myself, fuck, man, why don't I just start a podcast and talk? And then my good mate Colossus said to me, bro, you're doing really well, bro, you should just keep doing this. And then Jamie, my other mod for my Twitch channel, said that, and it's changed the game. Like, it really, for me, I just don't see me doing anything else. Like, I love playing video games, and I love doing the whole Twitch thing, but there's nothing like talking to people that are very interesting. And I mean, some of the conversations I've had, and like, just to go over a couple that have really kind of stood out, they all have, but it's just the standouts. I think probably one of the ones that really got me going was with Nate. Oh no, I don't want to say get me going, but got my thought, you know, got my thought process going. That was Nate Rariri. He's an interesting dude, man, and I really got that vibe that, you know, he was really kind of like interested in where his fucker papa was from, and not just his fucker papa, but all about fucker papa, like all about genealogy. And he made that thing. But I mean, Chloe Swarbrick was one that really comes out and was a real challenge. Like, I'm not gonna lie, man, Chloe Swarbrick's podcast was a challenge for me. I love taking challenges, but it was a real challenge because she's just so intellectual and so articulate that, like, keeping up with it, I was intimidated. I was like, damn, man, I don't want to come across being a dumbass. So but I think I held myself pretty good, you know. She even said it afterwards. She was like, this is awesome, man, like, keep doing what you're doing. And shout out to Chloe. I hope one day I can get her back on the potty and have a conversation around her successes, because at the time when I pulled her on, she was on the campaign trail at that moment. So yeah, but it's a very interesting road that I'm on, and I'm glad that you're all with me and all enjoying this podcast journey with me as well. The amount of awesome just tautoko, just support has been off the hook, and I cannot thank people enough. So let's get into these random questions. Might do three, might do four, depends on how we go. Alright, I'm clicking. And the question is, what was your favorite book as a child? Wow, that's cool. That's a good one. Ones that I can remember is Where the Wild Things Were? Where the Wild Things Are? They made a movie on it. Spike Jonze made a movie. Jones? Or yeah, it's Jones. Spike Jonze. He made a movie about it, and it was pretty ratchet. But I always remember that. I always remember Where the Wild Things Are. And it was around a little kid that, you know, I think it was when he dreams. And goes and hangs out with all these monsters. And, yeah, gets that done. I mean, that man, everybody's kind of like, Hungry Caterpillar is up there, yo. If you're a child of New Zealand and you have not, and you don't fuck with the, yo, you know you're fucking with the Hungry Caterpillar? There's some issues, fam. There's some issues. You gotta be fucking with that Hungry... Bro, the bro ate a whole freaking watermelon, G. Like, fuck. Like, what else do you want? How could he not be in there? You know what I reckon was a bit overrated, man, was Harry McCleary. I wasn't a big Harry McCleary fan. Like, Harry McCleary just sounded like a mad hoe. Just goes around and just hoes around the neighborhood, you know? Was Harry McCleary a boy or a girl? These are the types of things we need to understand. We need to know. Fuck, where am I going with this? I was always a big fan of the Where's Wally books. Like that, I know that's not a book like that you can read. But yo, the other one, G, the one that was like the one was them. Was that that is it? Naked Eye. The one where you. You had the book, and you had to look at it, and then like take it away from your face, and then it was like a 3D image, but I could never get that shit, eh? But I was so I don't know what was going on, but my ones when I used to look at it, it would go inwards, like it wouldn't come out. Like everyone's like, oh, it's coming out, it looks really cool, it's like a 3D image coming out. Me, my mind must have been fucked up, and it was going inwards. I think that's something that. I mean, something that maybe to this day, it haunts me. Yeah, I got into the Goosebumps. Everybody used to fuck with the Goosebumps. But, yeah, that was the one. All right. I think I know I've missed... I did like those Choose Your Own Adventure books. Those were the jams. All right, let's get into it. Next one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. What problems will technology solve in the next 5 years? And what problems will it create? That's a good question. What problems will technology solve in the next 5 years? I think, obviously, I think driving. I think accidents on the roads. I think there's going to be some kind of technology. Maybe not 5 years. Oh, yeah, I'm guessing. Man, I reckon banks in 5 years will have to step it up, you know, with all their problems, but not in 5 years. Man, this is a hard question. Problems. I think gun control could be one. I did see something that this, there was like a fingerprint sensor for a trigger. Like, you can't just go and grab a gun and go, brah, brah. It needs to be registered to your fingerprint. That would solve a lot of problems. Obviously, things like diseases and things like that, I reckon in 5 years. Hopefully, COVID would be, technology can sort that out. What problems will it create, though? Obesity. Like, straight up. Like, obesity is the one. I think, you know what a problem I reckon technology will solve, man, is porn. I reckon porn's going to get a lot more in 5 years. I reckon it's going to get a lot more kind of like, they're going to figure a way out where they can just program it into your brain, you know, and just, you know, I think that's where it's going to go. I reckon that's what I reckon anyway. Yeah, but I think problems that was caused, obviously obesity. Obviously, time, I mean, just addiction, you know, I mean, the screen stuff does create addiction, and, yeah, but I really do hope that, I hope it fixes the old COVID, the COVID-a. All right, let's go clickety clack, 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 clack. Where do you plan to go on your next vacation? Wow. I really want to go to Holland, eh? I really want to go to Amsterdam. That's like, for all the crazy shit I heard, I reckon, yeah, that would be the one. But I do plan on going over to the States and watching some NBA. I got to go and watch LeBron again before he finishes it up. And with it being in LA, yeah, I kind of wanted to do like a WrestleMania / NBA / Las Vegas tour and just go over. Yeah. But I mean, what I would actually love to do is to go to Japan. I would love to go to Japan with Sly Will and film bakery runs in, or just food stuff in Japan, because holy shit, that place is good. Like, that place is amazing for food. I took my mum to Japan last year. And around this time, actually, last year, and it was the best, man. I've never been to such a beautiful, beautiful place. And so that would, either those three. Holland, just to go to Amsterdam and say that I went to Amsterdam. LA to go and watch LeBron. And then Japan, but to make some content in Japan. Three completely different things. Three completely different reasons. But I think that Japan one would be good. Sponsor me, somebody. In New Zealand, holla at your boy. All right, here we go. Next random topic. What's the most disgusting habit some people have? Bro. What's the most disgusting habit some people have? Bro, I saw this lady one time in front of everyone pick her ears and eat it. That shit was disgusting. Picking your ears and eating it has to be that one. Bro, you know what? People that pick their nose, you know, I pick my nose. You can't be angry at that. That's you know, you gotta clear them airways. What are you supposed to do? I get it, you put a tissue in there, but like, bro, I reckon everybody does their shit. Let's be honest. Everybody does their shit. Don't be acting like you don't pick your nose. If that's you, you're a piece of shit. If you're like, oh, why are you picking nose for? Don't lie. I know you do it. Same with farting. Everybody does that stuff. But stuff like picking your ears and eating it, bro, that's just next level. If we can change that disgusting to annoying habit, or like a habit that just fucks me off, is, I've got two of them, right? It's when people interrupt others. Like, so say if me and you are having a conversation, right, and some random dude just comes out, thinks that his conversation is way better than yours, and just goes, so bro, and like just bumps you out, like just bumps you in the conversation, that shit fucks me off, man. I look them dead in the eye and think, you have no manners, B, straight up, just wait, or just go, excuse me, bro, sorry to interrupt. Like, that's all you gotta do. Excuse me, brother, so, excuse me, my G, sorry to interrupt, my G, can I just, and then we're good. Those ones that hit you with the, so bro, how's it going? And in the middle of the, fuck bro, I want to give you two twacks. Blah, blah. That's one of my other ones. And the other one is just when people only talk about themselves. Here I am on my podcast talking about myself. But I mean, like, when you're talking to someone and all they ever do is bring up stuff that they're doing. No, like, it's just a one-way conversation of, look at me. Look how cool I am. I'm going to Fiji. I'm going to Rarotonga. I'm going here. Look at me. I've got six cars. I've got two horses. I've got that shit annoys the fuck out of me. And I've got into the habit of just leaving. Like, I just up and leave when that stuff happens. Like, I'm just like, yeah, cool, all good. I'm out. Because I just don't get down with that shit. I'm not a big fan of that. But yeah. Anyway, whānau. I know that you know what, you know, and sometimes you got to make it, you got to check yourself. You got to fucking check yourself sometimes. All right, we'll do one more, eh? What is something that really annoys but doesn't bother most people. That was kind of the same thing, right? Yeah. I mean, one that doesn't bother a lot of people. Bro. Pretty name-dropping? Yeah, but I'm fucking notorious for that anyway. next one. What's the strangest movie you've ever seen? This is a good one. Strangest movie I've ever seen. Shit. It wasn't a movie. It wasn't a movie. But it was like, fuck. There was the show that my good friend Wagga showed me. It was called Heat Vision and Jack. Okay, let me bring this up. Heat Vision and Jack. If nobody's seen it, go and have a look at the pilot on... Fuck, I'm just looking at it now. It's so funny. It was a pilot that was like a science fiction television show, and it had Jack Black in it. It had Owen Wilson, and it was directed by Dan Harmon, who does... fuck, what is it? Rick and Morty, and he did a Community. And, bro, some of the things. So, and Christina Taylor's in it, actually. Christine Taylor, sorry. So, Jack and... Heat Vision and Jack, a 1999 American comedy science fiction television pilot created by Dan Harmon. Fuck, man. And directed by Ben Stiller. The pilot was originally ordered by Fox, which ultimately did not get ordered to series. Okay. Where's the plot? There's no plot here. Alright, so anyway, the plot is, it's this dude, and Jack Black is an astronaut, a former astronaut. Alright, and there was like a solar energy that shot when he was in when he was in space, and it gave him super intelligence, right? But his astronaut teammate, like person that was in there, he turned into a motorbike. It was so weird, and they it's funny as, if you ever get a chance to go and watch it, it's like 25 minutes and it's hilarious. It's like, what the fuck am I watching? Yeah, and like, it's like the motorbike, he's got like a ray gun, and so he's been merged. That's right. So the Heat Vision, he's been merged with his motorbike and the actual person, kind of like The Fly. Yeah, and it's really strange. It's funny as. But yeah, so that's the one. That's it. Anyway, whānau, just want to say a massive thank you to everybody. We nearly made it to 20. We nearly made it to 20 minutes, everyone. I think I'm getting better at these. I think. I hope. Guys, but thank you. And I've always said this. I am in awe of everybody's support. But remember, like, our goal is to make top 100 just podcasts, not comedy podcasts in New Zealand. So keep listening, keep referring me to your friends, all that stuff. Keep sharing, help me out. Let's crack this goal and let's get it. Thank you so much, eh? And I'll see you guys tomorrow with another interview. Peace.